USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, we learn House Democrats will be meeting Tuesday on Capitol Hill at 4 p.m. Eastern to discuss the next steps in the whistleblower investigation. But a probe could backfire and lead to new information coming out about what Joe Biden's son Hunter was up to as he earns lots and lots of money from a Ukraine gas company while his dad was vice president during the Obama administration. President Trump asked about all of this while at the United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York City.
I may do it because it was a very innocent call on both his part and mine. We had a very nice call. It was really a congratulatory call because he had just won. It was just confirmed, and he's the new president.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump meeting with world leaders and making deals at the annual UN General Assembly meeting in New York City. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump and the leader of Poland have signed a joint defense agreement that moves U.S. troops into Poland. The president tells reporters why he's decided to increase defense.
We have a president of Poland who I like, who I respect, and he asked whether or not we'd be willing to do that. And I said, well, you know, there'll have to be installations built. And they said they're willing to do that, and we worked out a deal, and it's my honor.
The president adding that Poland will be paying for all the expenses and building facilities.
And have you filled up your tank lately? Gas prices on the rise. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com.
Priciest gasoline can be found on the West Coast, where California leads the nation with an average of $3.72 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.63 per gallon, and Washington State at $3.19.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
World leaders at the UN summit on climate change targeted for criticism by a teenage Swedish activist.
They were reprimanded by 16-year-old Greta Thunberg of Sweden.
You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Many of the world leaders are trying to determine the best methods to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence scores a first over the weekend. This story involves his security detail. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the report now from Washington, D.C.
Michigan's picturesque Mackinac Island has prohibited motor vehicles since 1898, except for snowmobiles and emergency and service vehicles. Vice President Mike Pence took an eight-vehicle motorcade to the island's Grand Hotel for a speech to a Republican leadership conference on Saturday. He'd flown to Michigan, he took a helicopter to the small island airport, and then transferred to the vehicles which had been brought in by boat the night before, the Detroit Free Press calling it the first-ever motorcade on the island. Some on social media called it a big mistake. When President Gerald Ford visited the island in 1975, he traveled by horse-drawn carriage. But those defending Pence note that security is much more of an issue now. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.